Hi, this is Bernadette Bose with today's rich tip. And it's all going to be around not sweating the small stuff. So let me give you an example. It's about 1:40 Eastern time here today in Atlanta, Georgia. And I had what I thought was an 11:30. Oh, you son of a gun. Hi, this is Bernadette Bose with today's rich tip. It's going to be about not sweating the small stuff. So let me give you an example. It's about 1:40 here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I had a lunch appointment at 11:30. So despite the fact that I also have a very important meeting this afternoon to prepare for, I went ahead and took the 20-25 minute drive to the restaurant where I was meeting this business partner of mine. And 40 minutes later, I was still sitting there waiting, just in case they had not been able to reach me. Maybe I messed up and it wasn't at 11:30, it was at noon. But in the meantime, no one showed up. So I could have gotten angry, I guess, and I could have gotten all frustrated and pissed off because, like I said, I have a big meeting I'm planning for this afternoon. But you know what? I'm sure there's a logical explanation for it, and if not, I'm sure there was some sort of oversight, and if not, we can always reschedule, and there's always tomorrow. So, I don't know about you, but there's times where I will sweat and get frustrated and angry and all worked up about something so small, and the only person it's affecting is me. So, I'm not sure why we like to be self-destructive with ourselves. But what I like to say is don't sweat the small stuff. Let it roll off your shoulders and move on because you want all the energy and strength for the bigger challenges. And plus, who wants to walk around all pissed all the time? Anyway, this is Bernadette Bose with today's rich tip.